The strike by junior and mid-level Zimbabwean doctors continues, despite a court ruling ordering them back to work. The labor court ordered the doctors to go back to work no later than 10 o'clock last Thursday morning, but the doctors insist they can only comply with the order after they get a written promise that their salaries will be increased. They are asking for a pay raise of as much as 8,000% to compensate for high inflation and low value of the Zimbabwean currency. Although the court also ordered the government to have an agreement on the doctors' salary grievances by the 28th of this month, the doctors say the court order is ambiguous. Dr. Fibion Manyanga is the spokesman for the doctors.
There are lots of things which are not very clear as to when are they, those salaries, even if we are to agree, when are they to be implemented. It's not clear in the judgment, because we can simply say we have agreed on a salary on the 28th of November, but it's going to be implemented from the 1st of January. The November salary has to be different from the October one.
A meeting on Friday with a government negotiating team made no headway, and rather than wait for a solution, Dr. Manyanga says some of the striking doctors have decided to resign. The failure to reach an agreement also led doctors who are still providing emergency services to join the strike.
Only foreign doctors and army doctors are remaining, but that's by far inadequate to meet the country's needs.
While some of the doctors are quitting to go into private practice, for many, resignation is the first step toward leaving the country. According to Dr. Manyanga, 90% of the 800 or so Zimbabwean doctors employed by the government are on strike. The doctors went on strike on October 23 after several attempts to get their salaries increased failed. Zimbabwe's healthcare system, once considered one of the best in sub-Saharan Africa, is collapsing because of a severe shortage of money for salaries, medical equipment, and essential drugs. Many of Zimbabwe's doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals are leaving the country for places offering better pay. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, Harare.